KN4VWA and 4WRO.
I'm KN4VWA.
I'm sorry, I got your call sign wrong. Steve Spill, N4WRO, what are you doing?
Hey, bud, what's happening? Granddaughters, that's what's happening.
Oh, they always fun.
Especially when they're tweenagers. Between a little kid and teenager. This one's 12, and the hormones are flying.
Yep, I got one same age. Only thing is, he's a black belt.
So when he says, I don't know, when you ask him what he wants to eat, he can back that up.
There you go.
So what's been going on with you?
Not much. Just been working out there in the yard for the last 2-3 weeks while we had that good weather. Looks like we got some bad weather coming in.
Well, I tell you what, I've got back in the air again flying RC, and I'm going to take my granddaughter, and we're going to go fly a little while this afternoon, and I'm going to get up in the air again, baby. So I guess that'll be about the extent of our outdoor activities till Friday. She's got to go back to Florida on Saturday.
Right. Okay, that's the one that was going to come up, and because of the COVID thing, they couldn't cross the state line or something, right?
Yeah, that was back a few months ago. And, we got it worked out. They're going to let her back into the state on Saturday.
Okay, that's great. That's great to hear. And you get a chance to spend a week with you?
Well, actually, they let her come up, and she does online school. So she did her online school during the day up until about 2:30, and then we went and did our stuff after 2:30. Now this week she's on spring break, so we got her free and clear all week long.
Hey, wow, that's great. That's good to hear.
And what she wants to eat and what she wants to do.
What at?
If it's not a french fry or a chicken nugget or a hot dog, she ain't gonna eat it.
Hey, what kind of HF amp you running?
I am running an Ameritron 811H. And, man, I tell you what, I've hit South Orkney Island, I've hit Ellesmere Island, I've hit Russia, South Africa. I'm yet to, but there again, I don't stay up until 5 and 6 o'clock in the morning trying to do it. I'm yet to hit the Pacific Rim, even though I've hit New Zealand and Australia with it.
Well, I've hit New Zealand and Australia. Now, you talking FT8 or voice?
For the most part, I don't really count FT8. I've done even better on FT8. Those all have been on voice.
Yeah, I've got New Zealand and Australia on voice, and one little place in Indonesia. I'd have to look it back up in the log.
You know, these days, from what you and I learned in school, used to be, what did Myanmar used to be called? And then there's a couple other of them that, well, I think Thailand is still Thailand, but there's one more in there that used to be Burma that's called something else. I don't know which one's which and where they are anymore.
Yeah, I just opened up an envelope that's got 4 QSO cards in it, all from the same guy, and all the cards are different.
How many guns can one man have? Oh, no. He filled out different QSO cards for different frequencies. And probably FT8, right?
Yeah, it's Ulrich Road down in Florida, Dr. Road. I bet he's got about 20 contacts in my log.
How about that? Well, that's on FT8, probably 20, 40, and 80. And do you do 160?
I have an antenna for it. Now, the tuner said it'll tune to it, but I don't want to mess anything up, so I don't use it.
And you're on a 7300? wire if it'll tune to all of that.
It is advertised as 10 through 80, but I just played around with it the other day and hit the tune button on one, on the other one, and it set a tune, but I don't know. I don't want to blow anything up.
Yeah, and what kind of radio is it?
2300.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, and are you running an external tuner?
And the LDG AT1000 Pro 2.
That thing must be awfully popular, because I've got one too, and I know a bunch of other people have got it. And that thing just works good, don't it?
Yep, I like it. It does a good job.
And I tell you something else, too. That Ameritron amp that I've got integrates to it perfectly.
Right. Yeah, I got a chance to pick up an 811H. I may jump on it. I'm still kicking the idea around.
How old is it? And does it have new tubes in it? And what they want for it?
I don't know what the age is, and no, the tubes are not old, but they're not soft. It'll put out a full 800 on CW, or on whatever it's supposed to, and probably about 650, 7 in that range.
That's not bad, that's not bad. And you do know you can pick up a brand new one for about 1050.
Ha! Try to find one. You can't even find a 7300. Every dealer in the U.S. is out of them.
Kidding.
Yep.
Oh, Yezu.
A bunch of their products because they can't get parts either.
Kidding. Well, I hadn't been looking at that recently, so is the 991A still available?
Max Engineering, they said ship date. Estimated ship date, 329.
Proud of them, too. Doggone. Hey, try HRO out of Atlanta. They've actually become a hotter dealer than a DX Engineering. Hey, you do know that DX Engineering is part of Summit Racing, right? Yeah, I didn't know that, but they're sister companies owned by the same people. And, I don't know how that happened, but they sure are. They're all under the same umbrella. And, their prices have gotten high lately, man. HRO, see if that 991 or the 7300 is available out of Atlanta. Or any of their stores nationwide.
Nope, but nope. They don't have any of them at any other stores.
Wow, okay. Well, that just simply means they've been selling the hound out of them to doomsdayers, or they're just not getting them in from Japan, which might be the case. I was just wondering, do they make those in China, or do they make them in Japan?
I don't know. I think they're assembled in Japan. Same way with ICOM, but a buddy of mine knows somebody at Ameritron, and they said all the parts that they need are sitting in containers off the coast of California. They can't get them.
Yeah.
They're slam full. They can't unload them fast enough.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know what to say to that. My goodness, I'd find me a port. Not everything has to go through L.A. Gracious me.
Yeah, I agree with you, Dad. And 4WRO Friday.
Yeah, you know, Charleston is working hard, but they're not absolutely slammed. There's not. You know, a ship doesn't sit out there on the in the bay or in the ocean for more than, you know, a day or two before it gets unloaded. So, man, I'd find me a way to get the stuff in.
But, yeah, if you look You look at all these places. One of the guys was looking, a friend of mine was looking for a 7300. He said, I can't find one anywhere.
Have you seen what powder, primer, and that stuff is going for?
No clue. I imagine it's sky high. I don't have any issues with that. I'm good.
I need slugs, but I'm fine on primer and powder. But let me tell you, Bo, when you can find the stuff, 100 primers is running about $9 to $10.
Got to be kidding me.
No, not one bit. And as a matter of fact, I've been looking for a set of molds so that I could mold some lead, and I can't get it. It's just not available new. So I looked on eBay, and there's the thing by the part number. Still had its original box. And you know what they were wanting for just a single cavity set of molds?
They made of gold.
Price was $58.95. These people are wanting $130.
What kind are they? Seiko, Lyman, what?
And for 45 long colt or 45 ACP.
You're looking at 230-grain round nose or something?
200-grain flat nose.
Okay. Wow, that's crazy.
It's just, no, well, anyhow, I'm remembering who's gouging these days, and I won't be going back to their places.
Yep, I know what you mean.
And that's if it ever comes back to normal.
How's it going to go? What's going to happen?
Listen, I drive a diesel truck, and in 60 days, I have gone from $2 a gallon to $2.70 a gallon. And some places are getting $2.80. Thank you, Mr. Biden, for that signature on a lousy piece of paper that just cost me 70 cents a gallon.
Oh, I know. I drive a diesel, too. Hey, I bought 25 gallons of non-ethanol gas the other day, and it was like $79.
Dang. That's crazy. Well, listen, I have destinated here at the Hacienda, and I'm going to go in and grab my granddaughter, and I'm going to charge up some batteries, and we're going to go fly while it's not raining.
All right, you guys have fun. Stay safe out there, Steve. Yeah, I'm just opening up the tax bills from the Anderson County Treasurer.
Tax bill, and just be proud to do your civic duty.
We ain't going down that road. N4WRO, we'll talk to you later.
Good one. KN4, VWA, 73 is clear.